Hour number two, Dale and Holly, Sports Radio WEEI. We're broadcasting live from Gillette Stadium, as we do each and every Friday. And one of our Patriots Friday regulars is in the studio with us now, wide receiver Wes Welker, better known as the Slot Machine, according to the national broadcasters. Good to see you again.
Good to see you guys, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Wes, you did a great job out there. I was just watching your walkthrough, and I really felt like your routes were crisp. I thought you were catching everything that was thrown at you. You really just displayed a great grasp of the offense. I'm really proud of you.
Well, you know, I take a lot of pride in that, you know, and being able to walk through the route.
Yeah,
and really.
Nobody walks it better than you.
Yeah, you can walk it through.
Absolutely.
And you didn't mind the coaching I was giving you out there?
No, not at all.
I mean,
not
hand placement, because I think you were trying to catch it too much with your body, and I really wanted you to get your hands around the football.
We're sitting in our little studio here at Gillette, actually a big studio, very nice studio. And Michael and I hear some noise right outside that door
there.
And we didn't know. I didn't know, and I walk around that way. And these guys are going through the walkthrough literally right outside the door here. You got pushed off your practice field today.
Yeah, we did.
Man, we did.
I know. That's the way it goes sometimes.
Pee-wee team, what happened? Who pushed you off?
I guess they had the revolution out there. They're out there practicing, so we weren't able to do our walkthrough out on the game field. So
a revolution practice is more important than a Patriots walkthrough?
I guess that's...
This is an investigation. This is outrageous. This is outrageous.
I had a fear that I was going to go out, you know, accidentally go out through the door, which we go through all the time, and get shot. You know, What are you doing out there? I mean, they're a little touchy about media people watching practices around here. We didn't even know you were out there.
Yeah, I know, man. It's we keep a security guy over there and everything. So yeah,
there you go.
It's pretty tough.
How did you feel Monday night's game went for you? I mean, it got an Offensive Player of the Week award from Matt Cassel. How did you feel that the offense clicked in that game?
I feel like it clicked really well, and all three sides of the ball, the offense, defense, and special teams, and everybody really coming together and making some plays out there, and in the end, it worked out pretty well.
I didn't see that one coming, though. I know you guys have a lot of respect for the Broncos, but do you have any clue, any feeling before the game, let's say an hour before the game, a couple hours before the game, that you put up 41 on that team?
You never know, you know, especially in this league. But I do know we had a good week of practice, and we were really hustling around, and guys were really kind of stepping up. We wanted to make sure, you know, after the previous week that we really stepped up our game and played well.
One thing I did notice, and it was obvious even watching on television, there was more enthusiasm than I've seen. I mean, it just seemed like guys were into it from the start. There was a lot of running around and hooting and hollering. It just seemed more enthusiastic than what I've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something that we kind of pointed out that we need to get back to in the kind of football that we play, and being able to, you know, really kind of get each other going and make sure that, you know, we're hitting on all cylinders.